This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 31st of October, 1963. The title of this lecture is R4M2 Programming. This tape is 91 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Well, you have a day here. Hallows Eve. All Hallows Eve. Isn't that the date?
We talk about ghosts.
Are you a ghost? Children plague me with this. They get a lot of Scientology around, and it gets in conflicts with their children's textbooks. And I get quite confused with definitions of what is a ghost, you see, and that sort of thing. We need undoubtedly a small textbook on this subject, you see. Scientology 1 Junior. A Thetan is not necessarily a ghost, you see. But everybody is a Thetan. Body, Thetan minus body equal ghost. October 31, that the date?
Yeah.
All right. AD 13, St. Hill Special Briefing Course, another lecture on R4. Your morale, I could see sinking steadily, steadily. Deadly, small, tiny pennon showing just the tip of it as the ship sinks beneath the waves. Sort of a feeling of, good God, how can we possibly climb this hill, you see? I mean, it's all too complicated and too much is being demanded of it, and I can't possibly do it. I can't possibly audit, you know, this kind of feelings that sweep across one, or feelings like, good heavens, what will I be doing to a PC? Is it really safe? You know, do I dare say anything to the PC at all? Everything I say is wrong and so forth, and it's all too complicated, and so forth. Well, you're right, except for one thing. It's not all too complicated. You are. You're too complicated. For instance, there are certain little things that happen in auditing, such as when the needle is moving nicely in blowdowns and the TA is going down, the auditor who opens his yap is a fool. I mean, you don't even have to put it elegantly. And when the TA isn't doing anything and the needle isn't doing anything and you're not getting any tone arm action, the auditor who doesn't do something is a fool. You got the idea? Now, the auditor who only acts when the TA is moving and who never acts when the TA is motionless, well, he, of course, is making more trouble for himself than he shakes a stick at. The basic rule, very simple, very simple. When you've got TA motion in progress, shut up. Be quiet. Don't do anything. Don't even lift your pencil. Just sit there and watch it move. Take some delight in the smooth sweep of a down-moving TA, you see? And keep on taking delight in it until it's no longer happening. You'll be ahead every time. And when the TA isn't moving, and when the needle isn't moving, do something. Actually, that's auditing against the TA. It's simply coordination. You've already got the rules in the bulletin. Undoubtedly, that's one of the most important rules there is right now. There probably is no more really important rule than that in handling PCs and meters. Just that, see? Well, you say, well, we move into R4. Of course, all that is swept aside. Oh, no, no, no. Everything you know how to do at lower levels, you do at R4. But at R4, of course, you are expected to be in there pitching quicker when you've got a motionless TA and a motionless needle, and you're expected to be in there rapidly. You're not supposed to sit there for the next half an hour to find out if it's going to move, don't you see? Because this is quick stuff. This is auditing by quick step. And when that TA starts to move, that you're getting an occasional blow down on that meter, and that TA is moving down, and so forth, well, you shouldn't be doing a thing. You shouldn't be trying to find a new goal, and you shouldn't be trying to make the PC list. You say, well, all right, the PC should be talking. Well, that's a mistake somebody's been making around the W unit. The PC must talk in order to have the ITSA line in. What is an ITSA line? It's the PC talking. No, that's not the PC talking. That is the PC ITSA-ing. See, the ITSA-ing. A PC who is ITSA-ing is simply looking at and identifying something. And you get a totally motionless PC who is sitting there with his eyeballs swiveled around 180 degrees looking into his skull, and he will be getting beautiful blowdowns on the needle and so forth. Well, the auditor who gets busy and ambitious at that time ought to have his shins kicked. See? He can stop all of his TA motion just by getting active at that moment. Well, we don't care if the PC sits there for 20 minutes without anything being done by the auditor at all and nothing being said by the PC. Perfectly all right. You got TA motion during those 20 minutes. You got TA motion during those 20 minutes. The PC must be itsing. Must be, because the tone arm is moving. You'll see a tone arm sometime go down, and PC's looking, is this my goal? This is my goal. This is my goal. And so on, and so on, and so on, and then so on, so on, so on. And if I don't turn, so on, and I, well, when I was 4 or 5, I used to worry a little bit about this, and so forth, yes, and so on. And when I get 10, I do, and so on. Because he's not saying anything, he's just sitting there. That's what's really going on, you see, but he's, to the auditory, he's just sort of going. Now, the auditor, cheerily at that moment, realizes he's got to be interesting and wake the PC up and that sort of thing, just isn't paying attention to his meter. You'll see that tone arm go down and halt and stop for a moment and climb and then go down again. And you'll see blowdowns, large surges and that sort of thing going on now and then on the meter and so forth. Well, that's what you're supposed to have happening in a session. See, you see, it's just emphasis on what's supposed to happen in a session. Well, if you think a session is something in which an auditor does something, or a session is something in which a PC talks, or a session is something in which an auditor and a PC have ARC breaks, or if you have any odd definition of a session, which throws this out, of course, you won't grasp this very readily at all. And you actually will miss the boat, and there goes your TA. Bang. Then you, at the end of the session, don't record any TA. Why? Every time the PC started to get his attention on something and get the ITSA maker running on the thing, you know, and looking at it, and the thing started to blow, the auditor said, yap, 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 yap. And the PC says, what? Yes. And of course, did a suppress, and that stopped the blowdown. And of course, you got no TA. That's it. You finished it right there. Well, what's supposed to happen in a session is you're supposed to have a TA moving. You're supposed to have things happening to the needle and the TA. And if you don't have to do anything to make things happen to the needle and the TA, well, that hasn't anything to do with it either. All you're supposed to do is have something happening to the needle and the TA. And when nothing is happening to the needle and the TA, you, of course, have to audit like mad. But when something is happening, you better not do anything. It's as simple as that. And if you can get it, it's as simple a mechanism as when the car is running forward, you leave the clutch out. When the car is motionless, you put the clutch in. Do you see? I mean, it's that kind of a datum. See? Well, that's how you drive a session. It's no more complicated than that, don't you see? The only mistake you make is once in a while, you'll fumble it just to this degree. The PC has got a hold of something, isn't quite seeing it, and for a moment or two, nothing happens on the meter. It doesn't start to blow down yet, don't you see? And the auditor says, well, it's a motionless meter, so therefore I'd better ask a question, you see? And he says, did, and just as that starts down, see? And he's goofed, you see? Well, he's got to be a clever enough auditor to adjust the clutch accordingly, see? Right now, adjust that clutch. Why did I open my mouth? It's as simple as this. This is driving an E-meter. And there's really nothing much to it. You get more complicated about it, why, you're in grand trouble. Now, as long as a meter is moving then, as long as you're getting down TA divisions and so forth, no great skill is required of the auditor. He just goes through routine activities. For instance, in R4, well, he finds the item and he calls it back to the PC and it fell, and then he waits until the tone arm motion is gone out of the thing and then asks the PC the courtesy questions about it. You see, is it your item, you know, and other things like this. As long as he isn't getting any motion, he goes on with his job. As soon as he gets motion, he stops going on with his job. Well, that's all very routine. You don't run into any trouble, really, with that. You could memorize and perform, if you know this thing about driving an E-meter, you could then memorize and perform the other steps necessary to the execution of R4, well, perhaps in a couple of hours. It's pretty hard to sometimes coordinate all the right and watch the meter at the same time and so forth, but that's just coordination. Just coordination. When do you shift gears without stripping out all of the teeth, see? It's that kind of a lesson, you know. You're supposed to say so-and-so and so-and-so, and you're supposed to write down so-and-so and so-and-so, and you're supposed to see a meter reaction. When you see that meter reaction, you're supposed to say thank you and call it back to the PC, and then it normally falls, and that was the item. That's all there is to it, don't you see? I mean, these are very simple actions. Elementary. If you just look at the set of actual actions which you perform based on this driving the meter plus these little other elementary actions which you take, don't salt it down with 8,766 billion rules, see? You just be there in the session and do those little simple actions which comprise R4, and actually, as long as the case is running perfectly, you've got it made. You got that little spook phrase in there. As long as the case is running perfectly, you've got it made. And actually, almost any idiot could learn how to do this. Anybody could learn how to do this. Now, if you're going to make those simple actions complicated, then you better uncomplicate in an awful hurry, because those actions are terribly simple. Drive the meter, do something when the meter is motionless, and don't do anything when the meter is moving. Get that coordinated. You know what to list, how to head a list, what to write, how to watch the meter, when to stop the PC, when to read the item back to him, how to do a goals list until you've got an absolute smooth-flowing needle, you see, and then null the whole goals list back rapidly to the PC and get the one that's in and put a couple of midroots in on it and make it fire like mad. See, those actions, see, they're very simple actions. You should know those actions perfectly and so forth. And actually, there's not enough complication in them to actually study very hard, you know. They're just things you do fine. Now, get that line of simple actions. Now, understand that just as a little parade of very simple actions. They haven't got any big rules and so forth in connection with them. They're just there, and there they are, and so forth. See? Give you such things as you underlist, you normally underlist. The big faults are is underlisting a goals list and overlisting an item list. Then you just know your item list has got to be pretty darn short, and your goals list has got to be pretty darn long. And you get this. This is awful easy. Terribly easy to assimilate. There's nothing to it. You can learn how to do that. If you're putting your big concentration in on learning how to do that, that's something on the order of learning. You get into the swing of this. Took me quite a few hours, actually auditing the stuff, to come up with a total confidence on the thing. For instance, for some months, I wasn't doing any listing on a meter. I wasn't doing any of that particular type of research work or anything that required me to list against a meter, don't you see? Well, I wasn't doing anything like that, and I got a little bit rusty, and it took me a very short period of I got so that I didn't quite know whether or not I would see the motions of the needle, don't you see, the next time I did a list. The next time I did a list, I said, well, now I'm going to list this thing, and I wonder if I got this coordination in. For a few minutes there, I was sort of queasy, you know. Was I seeing all the motions of the needle while I was writing? And then all of a sudden, it just went back into gear, and that was it, and I haven't worried about it since. See? A meter can't pip without my seeing the thing. I don't care what I got my eyes on, see. And these are the kind of things that they're little coordinating facts, you see. This is something like the pride with which you rapidly can shift gears in a sports car, something like that. How smoothly can you shift the gears, you know? Never miss. That kind of thing. It's just, they're little mechanical coordinating actions and so forth. You learn these things with practice and so forth. And as long as nothing has gone wrong, that is all there is to our form. It's all there is. You needn't be skilled beyond just these mechanical actions. Now, the still meter, that meter what just rises up. It gets up there to 5.5. It gets up there 5.75. Man, it isn't blowing down. You can't get anything to read. Your PC is developing lumbosis in a hurry. Politis is normally what they get in running this. It's the pole they use in implant GPMs that goes up the back of the PC. Politis. Actually, the source of lumbosis is actually politis. Typical medical remark. You take a mythological disease which doesn't exist, you see, and give it a mythological, not a mythological, but give it an explanation and source, you see. Quondam neurosis is caused by kleptomania inverted with arsonism. Now, if you memorize that, you'll be a psychiatrist, you know, that kind of thing. All a bunch of double talk. Bunch of nonsense. But there's that meter and it's not moving. And there's that PC and that PC's got creaks. And that list that you did, that didn't come out to the perfect item. Or that meter didn't blow down. And you've now got no motion going in any direction. Now, that requires an auditor. Now, there's no substitute for an auditor in the chair at that point. Now you got trouble. First trouble of this kind, which I ran into in running goals and so forth, my back hair stood up and vibrated. Sparks were flying out of my fingers. My nerves were going zzzz. I was getting some lumbosis myself, trying to sit and look calm in the chair. Cup of coffee after the session or something like that, you know, it chatters against the cup like a widowmaker tearing up pavement, you know. Ooh, what the hell's going on here? Worry, man. That's an occupational. That's an occupational illness on this subject. Worry. Did I get enough TA? Didn't I get enough TA? Somebody, in actual fact, has lost a whole night's sleep worrying because the PC did not get TA in the session just run. You know, what was wrong? Well, add that up to the fact that it wasn't just not TA. The PC's TA is stuck at 5.75. The meter is so dirty, the needle is so dirty that you can't even analyze anything. You can put your fingers on nothing and the PC is ill. You can get nothing to RR or RS. You can get nothing to read. No list is traceable back. Where are you? What have you run into? And the cup, as you try to drink a cup of coffee, chatters against the saucer. Man, it sounds like a machine gun. Whatever little worries you run into in 1, 2, and 3 are multiplied enormously at level 4. When I first ran into this sort of thing, causing a big blunder of this kind or that kind, RR shutting off and so forth, I didn't know what the score was to a large degree. I was doing research lines and so on. And I was interested in wrapping a PC around a telegraph pole in the last week, but good. And arriving at all the conditions just described. And my emotional reaction to this was a bit of concern, sympathy for the PC for feeling that bad. But my emotional reaction, or my puzzlement as to what it was all about, and so forth. Pa. No worry, no concern. The fact that the RR and falls had shut off on the meter simply indicated to me we must be running items when we didn't have a goal, so that just said the goal was wrong. So it's just a matter of we've got to find the right goal for this and find out why we can't find the right goal for this. Just untangle this skein of yarn. It untangled fairly rapidly. PC feeling quite disabled for a couple of days, but so what, see? Brought it all off at the other end, everything going smoothly. Get the idea. So your nervousness at R4 stems from lack of knowing. All the answers are now there to know, be known, you see, and you just don't know them. You don't really need any of them, any of those answers, till you run into trouble. Now, in view of the fact that the little runoff techniques of, well, you do the list, you do the goals list, and you get a goal, and it fires, and you check the goal out, and you do an analysis on that, and you run it over here, and you do items for that, and you run down the items, and so on. All of those little actions, smart, brisk, you should be able to do all those things. But you could be able to do all those things actually without knowing what you're doing. And those little actions, even if perfectly done, will inevitably run a PC into a brick wall sooner or later someplace. Because you're not dealing, you may be perfectly auditing, but you are not dealing with a perfect bank. You see that? It was a dark and stormy night, and the PC was standing out in the rain, and there were big, black, oily clouds rolling by. And all this happened in 1936. And it keyed in a GPM to never be saddened. And this GPM, oddly enough, has been pulled fully and completely out of its position and yanked up to 1936. And you're busy doing all of your little actions, and these would be perfectly okay if the bank were perfect. But the bank isn't perfect because there was 1936. You see, don't you go blaming Scientology and auditing all the time for what's happened to your PC, because life has done 1,000 things to him for every tiny little thing that auditing has done to him, see? You see, auditing, it's easiest to find the auditing goofs because they've already been disclosed to some degree. But the livingness goofs, they haven't been disclosed. So livingness itself can disarrange this bank. All right, well, that's bad enough. But let's look at another one. Trillions 3 years ago, see, somewhere around a trillion, trillion, trillion years ago, you don't have too much to do with these dates now in R4, but at that length of time, while the PC, you've gone down the bank now from present time GPM, you're going along, pockety, 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 just everything fine, everything fine, everything fine, and trillions 3 years ago, The PC got implanted, cross-implanted, and upside-implanted with a bunch of goals that were reversed to the goal, the GPM, the PC was on at that particular time. Everything has been running gorgeously, but this put the track in a group. So you list for the next GPM. And you are listing into a bunch of wrong goals and implant goals. The PC doesn't know they're there, and you don't know they're there. And so everything starts to fire, and nothing fires. And eventually you come up with something that reads to be an actual GPM, but it isn't the actual GPM. It's merely a goal, but is quite like an actual GPM, and is so undifferentiated that the sub-itsa, you see, can't reach. It's too burdened. This is too chewed up at this particular point. So, but you do get a goal, and it does check out, and you run the items for that goal, and you run halfway down the bank, and you all of a sudden realize that this PC is riding at 5.5 and is getting less and less blowdowns, and there's less and less reads, and you say, oh, we've got a wrong goal. Well, judgment comes, and when do you hit the silk? So, you check it all over now, and it's been unburdened enough to find out, yeah, it sure is. That was a wrongly worded goal, you see, something like that. So you go back to your original goals list, and you do your original goals list again. And pocket-a-pocket-a-pocket-a-pocket, you're doing your original goals list, and you're extending it, you see. You're extending it and extending it, and you finally get one. It fires, and everything is fine. You checks out, it's an actual GV. Oh, see. So you're going to find the items for it now. And you go pocket-a-pocket-a-pocket, find an item. The R restored, but all of a sudden you haven't got any. It isn't even falling now, and your needle's getting very still. It doesn't matter what you list, and the PC is now coming down with a good case of politis. You say, well, if you know your business, you say, well, we've run into something here that didn't register right. So you analyze the goal you're now working on, and you find out that it was an implant GPM you were busy running without the pattern. So you haul off then, and you come back and you start all over again. You extend this goals list, and this goals list won't move, and nothing will move. And you've null the thing all three times, and you get in your mid-roots and everything else. And then you finally come back to the beginning of them and find out it was the first goal on the list. And it suddenly fires like mad, and you go up to the top of the list. And this now you found what? You have found two separate opterms for wrong goals, two separate top opterms. So this particular position of the bank is getting somewhat like Times Square. You see, it's just getting a little jammy. So you try to list into that and get something to read there. Well, you finally take refuge in the fact of finding out how far you can go on the list without ARC breaking the PC. You find out how far you can go down the list until the PC ARC breaks. Can't make anything read, you see. You've got the right goal now, but everything is so jammed up that you can't do anything. So the only thing you've got left is assessment by ARC break. You know if you go across the item on nulling that in the next few items the PC will ARC break. So you carefully watch the PC's ARC break and then backtrack and ask the PC, well, which one of these items is your item? And the PC picks up the item and all of a sudden it fires and you're away. And of course now the top terminal, that is also looks like Grand Central Station or something like this, and you can't get anything to read on that. You follow out the same system, then suddenly you get big blowdowns and lots of charges blowing off, and all of a sudden you get one of the things to read and you've got the actual goal, and you just proceed as before. If you didn't know your business at the time you reached this trillions 3 point on the track, a PC would be finished. It isn't the case that they got a slight cold and recovered. You've just finished a PC. Finished them. Unless you can untangle that, you've finished a being. Horrible, isn't it? But let's look at the elements it required to untangle that. It required a knowledge of what the bank was all about, of the things that could go wrong. You realize that you walk into too thoroughly an overburdened area, that the more overburdened or charged the area is from whatever cause, the less accurate your analysis by a Ouija board and this e-meter is going to be. Is this an actual GPM? Yeah, that flicks and that flashes and so forth, and for the moment is correct. But the area is so thoroughly charged that those errors creep in. And so you take those things, and the more charged the area, and the more goofed up the whole situation is at that particular point of the track, why, the harder off you're going to get. The worse off it's going to be, the more unreliable your analysis is, and the more mistakes you're going to make. You realize, you learn eventually, that the way you handle a mistake is to remove all possible charge before analyzing. That's the way to minimize such mistakes. Get any charge off that you can get off before you do an analysis. In other words, don't do an analysis and then remove charge. If there's any opportunity of removing charge before you do the analysis, for heaven's sakes, do so. One of the ways of doing that is to get the PC to ITSA, what you've just found, before you turn to the meter. Well, does this add any effect on your life, do you suppose? You've just found something, you see, that read. Does it have any effect in your life? What do you think it might be? Oh, yes, so and so and so and so. All right. Has this ever come up before? Oh, yeah, the PC will spot this and spot that and spot the other thing. Get them ITSA a little bit, see? I'll give you another one. You found an implant GPM. You know darn well it's an implant GPM that's of similar wording to the GPM you're trying to do, or opposite wording to the GPM you're trying to run, you see? And you can't be sure, and you've gotten into a track jam of some kind or another, and, you know, it hasn't run well. Your PC's been wrapped around a telegraph pole, and here you are, and so forth. Well, look, you're not sure of the actual GPM, but you're sure of the implant GPM, because the PC actually has a Vizio on the parking meters, you see? Well, you got a line plot in your kit and run it. Take the charge off, see? Take the charge off the implant GPM before you check out the actual GPM. Get the idea? In other words, the rule is, if there's any opportunity of taking off charge before you do an analysis, at a sticky spot on the track, if I'm talking about now a tough, overburdened area, if there's any opportunity whatsoever of taking off some charge, take that before you establish what it is you have found on the list. Got it? Then you get your reads more accurately and you'll make fewer mistakes. Take the charge off first and then analyze what it is. Well, of course, that can only go just so far. If you're trying to take charge off but aren't getting any tone arm action, then, of course, you've got to find out what it is. It's only whether or not you can get tone arm action off it. I'll give you an idea. You've gotten into a jam and the PC has a goal to spit and... You can get an implant GPM there to be spat at. There sits the implant GPM. You analyze it very carefully, and it's quite recognizable as a heliotropous implant. Well, you got the pattern right alongside of you, and you've got the goal, and it's firing very nicely. And actually, every time the PC says anything about it, you get rocket reads, but you speak of the actual GPM, you can't get much, and you're not sure what the actual GPM is. Well, naturally, you're more sure of the implant than you are of the actual, and it's a lighter charge. Well, let's just take the old heliotropous implant GPM and pocket it, pocket it, pocket it, pocket it, pocket it. Actually, you should be able to get rid of it in a couple of hours. Take the whole thing off if you really can audit. Bong, bong, bong. You take the items two at a time, make the PC call one against the other item and bleed down the rocket reads on the thing, bang, 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 bang. And you've got a lot of charge off the thing. You've got your tone arm moving, the PC feels a lot easier, and so forth. All right, let's move back to this actual, quote, actual GPM to spit. Let's move back to this actual GPM to spit. You know, sometimes you won't even find it exists. You're saved from a fate worse than death. You had an actual goal, which was a lock-on, the implant that you were busy testing, you see, something like that. What you can get your hands on for sure, in other words, that'll get charge off, will you get charge off with it? Rules of this particular kind. Never try to find without an unrun, further from present time, GPM by listening. These are the things you learn the hard way. We've got a present time goal to spit, and our next GPM is to not spit or something like that. Well, listing from the present time actual GPM to the second GPM is impossible. Listing from, counting from present time, GPM 4 to find GPM 5 when GPM 4 has not been run. You understand this. I'm talking about unrun. You're trying to get a chain of goals together, see? You're not running them. You're just trying to get this chain of goals. Well, you've got the goal for 4. Now, trying to find the goal at 5, I don't know why you'd want it anyway, but trying to find the goal at 5 is impossible. Not difficult. You heard me now. It's impossible. It requires luck of a nature you never heard of. You just won't find it, that's all. The only way you can goal oppose is toward present time. You can take 2 full GPMs, let's say 5 and 4, and you've got number 5, and it's a full unrun GPM. You see, you can't run items if you haven't. There's only one way to run items on this. Just make up your mind to that. That's from the present time GPM back. But you've got number 5, and you want to know what number 4 is. Well, you do a goal oppose, see? What goal would oppose the name of GPM 5? Do that list, and you always come up with GPM 4. In other words, you can do a goal oppose toward present time, but you can't do a goal oppose back from present time. It just won't work. It just is impossible. I won't even go into the ramifications of why. You always wind up with a mistake. Except once in a blue moon, you will be very, very lucky and find a goal below. You'll find a goal below. But you cannot guarantee that you haven't skipped 4 or 5 goals, and you can put no reliance on it, and eventual analysis of the case is it eventually turns out, yeah, you skipped about 3 GPMs. See? It doesn't list back, but it lists forward. Now that's, just let me put this in. You have to list back from a fully run GPM. You've run all the items out of a GPM. Now you've got to list to the earlier GPM, back from present time. That's an ordinary action. I'm talking about you can't run down the track without running any RRs, or any RIs, don't you see? And you get to GPM 4, and you've completely run GPM 4. GPM 4 is all beautifully run and polished up, and you've got all the RIs in it. Now you list a goal opposed to find GPM number 5 from present time, and you will come up with a goal every time, very beautifully. That's because GPM 4 has had all of its RIs run out of it. Well, you say that's not even a very important datum. Well, it's important to this degree that if you take off, this is modified to this degree, that if you take off 4 or 5 RIs from the bottom of a GPM, you know, it's got 4 or 5 RIs left in it at the bottom, and for some weird reason you might decide to do this at some time or another, you never find the next goal. And it can look like you must be listing against a wrong goal or something because you can't find the next goal. Actually, all you find is the next RI. You'll find the next op term, or you'll find something stupid on the thing, but you won't find the next GPM's name because you're listing away from present time and you're listing over the top of several unrun RIs. Interesting, isn't it? All right, I see that confuses you to some degree. Well, if it confuses you, you just haven't got the... I gave it to you partially for this reason. You just haven't got the mental facility. Oh, a GPM is hip, bow, bow, and that's an engram, and that's an implant, and so forth. And of course, it's a this or that, and naturally they lie in this kind of situation, and they go plus and minus down this way, and bang, bang, and there's nothing to it, and our eyes sit in the middle of the bag, and so on, and all visual, and we know what it is. How the devil are you going to fix a radio set if you never heard of a valve, a condenser, a knob, a dial, an off-on switch, or anything else? See? So, you get my point. If you had any difficulty following my explanation of what you shouldn't do about listing, don't you see, then it's because you don't have visual acuity on the bank. Otherwise, you'd say, oh, yes, of course. Nothing to that, you see. You still must be fumbling around a little bit with nomenclature and so forth. I'm not trying to lay an egg on it, because I could make you understand it. You can't, because what I've told you is perfectly factual. It isn't very important data that I'm giving you, because why the devil would anybody ever want a list from... He's trying to find the present time GPM to go back down the run without finding any RIs, you see. Well, why would he ever list away from present time? Well, he wouldn't. You also can get hooked occasionally, though, by leaving four or five RIs in place at the bottom of a bank and say, well, we'll at least find the next GPM before we knock off this intensity, so the PC will know about that. And you try to find it over the top of these RIs, and you can't do it. Tried it several times. You can always find the one closer to present time. You can run that up very easily. Facility, nomenclature. What's the orientation of this stuff? Well, actually, if you regard it in the situation that you're just dealing with a bunch of child's building blocks, and it's actually no more important than that, there's no reason to feel any great awe of these things. Because the only thing awful about them is the fact they've remained completely unknown for so long. There must be a large vested interest in having everybody weighted down, don't you see? Somebody'd be enthusiastic. I'm sure the Ford Foundation, an organization of great ethical standards, would have engaged with some success in this direction if it really had intended to do so. You know, they folded up all their mental research. They said, we've done it. Did you know that? They actually put out a bulletin to that effect, official bulletin of the Ford Foundation. Ford Foundation no longer engages in mental research because it's all been done by the Scientologists. They sent a fellow, years ago, they sent a fellow down to Phoenix to go through the organization to report on it. A report, and they got a full report where we sat with mental research, and they decided it was in good hands, and they knocked it out. Because they had to have money for other purposes, of course, so this... But look at the interestingly easy surrender. They never even tried. They never even tried. But possibly one of the reasons why all of this escaped view is because it is as idiotic as a kid set of building blocks. We're very shortly you're going to be drilling with this stuff. This is a GPM. Make you model one. Hang it together. Name goals. You'll get to a position, I know, where you will eventually walk over to the board with your PC and have the PC arrange the GPMs to show you what his bank, what he thinks is wrong with his bank. Don't you see? You've got... It's that easy, see? I mean, because everybody thought everybody was stuck at... Everybody was stuck down at think or mystery, probably at mystery on this subject. And at mystery, there are no masses. So mind, of course, was very mysterious, and you mustn't go into the mind. So nobody looked to find a bunch of little kids' building blocks that had nothing much to do with anything except this. Now, that's the magic which you've got to put time in on. That's the magic which you've got to put time in on. And you very rapidly learn this sort of thing. I had my brains creaking last night on one of these problems, because these are problems. These are, you might say, auditing tactical problems. What is the misarrangement here that we have run into which makes it impossible for us to get this next goal? We know, of course, at once that the area is overcharged. That's an idiot statement. What's got it overcharged? Why? Why is everything grouped in here? Why do we keep overcharging it by finding new wrong goals, don't you see? And I found that the PC had had a goal run to be happy in the Halitrobus implant series. Only there is no goal to be happy in the Halitrobus implant series. There is a goal there to be unhappy. And the PC had an actual GPM to be happy, which of course made this implant goal very easy to mistake. Made it easy to make a mistake on this, don't you see? And of course you get Nick's absolutely unhappy, and it sounds like happy after you've pulled all the reverses out of it. So of course it tends to read very easily as lock. I'll let your brains creak over this one. An implant, GPM, to be unhappy, had been run as to be happy, which was the PC's own actual GPM. Got that? So the implant GPM to be unhappy very easily collapsed on a positive-negative basis on the PC's actual GPM, so that the moment we started into that area, we'd already, you see, it wasn't the auditing that had made the mistake. It was the fact that because this condition already existed in the bank, that mistakes could now be made. You see, you wouldn't get nice clean reads and that sort of thing. Everything is kind of muddy, easy to make mistakes. Now look at this. The goal to be happy appeared on the goal opposed list from the bank just before, but wouldn't fire, because the PC kept saying it was an implant GPM. PC knew this, that it was an implant GPM. So therefore, every time it come up, it might tick a little bit, but then go splat, so of course it just wouldn't read. Two wrong goals, in addition to the to be unhappy, wrongly run goal, were then stacked up at this point on the track after that. One error plus these two other errors. In other words, three wrong GPMs. One right after the other came out of that mix-up. It looks like one of these pile-ups on the highway. See, somebody wrecks a small car, and then a couple of other cars run into it, and then a Greyhound bus hits the lot, you see? A block on the road. In other words, because this condition existed of overcharge on the bank anyway, then mistakes could be made in that area, don't you see? Now, the auditor eventually had to be smart enough to sit there calmly and undo and guess at the lot and figure it all out as to what was, and all of a sudden the PC comes up with broad cognitions because enough attention has been directed in the area and enough charge has been brought of it to straighten it out. Got the idea? But here's the genius in the auditing, is that goal even then wouldn't read. The goal, the actual GPM to be happy, never had been run, wouldn't read on the list. Wouldn't read until the PC finally started cognizing, and then cognited more and more, and then cognited more and more and more, and then cognited more and more. You're getting blowdowns on this, you see. And he started to get blowdowns and blowdowns and blowdowns and blowdowns and blowdowns, and only then, it was never found by nulling then. It was found by PC recognition of what it must be after the thing was all disentangled by the auditor. Get the idea? Well, that's very smart auditing. But what kind of auditing is this? This is simply the auditing. And when you hold up a poker, the name of it's a poker. And you hold up a shovel, the name of it's a shovel. And so forth. You aren't wondering if a shovel is a poker. Don't you see? There's no confusion there. How many things could be wrong? Well, that's a real brain creak, man. That's a misrun, wrongly worded implant GPM run as the PC's actual GPM on the implant. You let your brains creak over this. That's a wild jam, see, on the track. You run into these things, you see. You run into these things, and it's rough getting through those points. So as I told you yesterday, in yesterday's lecture, there are two zones and areas of R4. One is the key in the side and wind up the auditor, and as long as the TA moves, the auditor has solenoids connected, you see, so that they forbid him from saying anything. And the moment the TA stops moving, then the auditor goes on with the remaining action, like you run washing machines, you know. It's just as stupid and automatic and crisp and precise as that. And then there's this other field of knowing what you're doing. And that's a great big broad field, and that requires knowing all the parts and knowing how they belong and knowing how they can be scrambled. There aren't many of these parts, and they aren't very complicated, but there's no substitute for knowing these parts. Now, by knowing both of those zones and areas, you'll get through R4 like a breeze, given the basic ability to sit there and audit things. You'll get through R4 just like a breeze. PC will catch hell every once in a while, After your first two or three mad collisions and pile-ups on the roadway, you'll suddenly realize, you'll have seen it with your own eyes, that when you run a wrong goal, why, the RR shuts off. Eventually shuts off. Tone arm goes high. Doesn't require an Ouija board of saying, is this incorrectly? Where did it go? And tick. And that doesn't require, well, how much signboard do you need? See, you were finding items for which you had no goal, and that's the only thing that shut off an RR, the only thing it would shut off an RR, so it must be a wrong goal. We don't care what the PC's saying about it. We don't care about anything else. That means that then we had an incomplete goals list, and we'd found a wrong goal on it. So we've got to extend the goals list and find the right goal on the list. Elementary. You'll find it one way or the other, hunt, punch, and sweat. And the quicker you get the situation in hand, the easier it is to remedy. The longer you let one of these situations go wrong, the harder it is to remedy in the long run. So it's these two zones in which you're operating. And there's no substitute for expertness. You should be able to sit there and big key in the side, wind yourself up, and pocket a pocket a pocket a, see? Who or what would solve a psychiatrist, you see? Thank you. See? A shotgun. A shotgun. All right. That reads, is that your item? Silence from the auditor. Blah, 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 blah. Pretty soon, why, there's no more action left in the thing. Looks quiet. 2 or 3 minutes later, it's very quiet, meter and everything. PC's talking a little bit. It's a little bit. Very good. Thank you. Now, would a shotgun solve a psychiatrist? All right, thank you. That bled you another rocket read and a dial wide spine, you see. All right. How does the item, a shotgun, relate to be crazy? Oh, thank you. Now you'll notice that your TA is now up. You're not going to get any more motion out of this. You've bled it. You say, all right, here is your next question. Who or what would a shotgun solve? Da-da-da, da-da-da. Thank you. Read you back. This ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. You see, a little man, a little wound up thing, and nothing to it. See? It's all just da-da-da-da-da. All perfectly patterned actions and so forth. That all goes along this way, and you're doing this list, and you say, who or what would solve a psychiatrist? Thank you. A shotgun. All right. Can you give me a few more items, please? Who or what would solve a psychiatrist? Da 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 and da 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 da. Arsenic. All right. Arsenic. Thank you. All right. I'll read you this item. Arsenic. 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 All right. I'm sorry. That didn't read. A shotgun. All right, I'm going to null this whole list now. Da 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 da. A shotgun and da 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 da. An arsenic. All right, we'll have to continue this list. Very good. Who or what would solve a psychiatrist? Da 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 da. Ah, brickbats. Okay. Thank you. I'll read you the item. Brickbats. Arsenic. All right, I'll read you these interim things. A shotgun. And a da 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 and a da 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 X, 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 X. Something is wrong. Now, at this moment, rules will not save you. You could be given now a brand new pattern with a key on the other side. And it wouldn't do you a bit of good because you're running into variation. How many things can be wrong here? Maybe a lot of things can be wrong here. You might be, have all of a sudden run out of, maybe you're running an incorrect goal. Maybe you're running an implant GPM. Maybe you're running with an actual GPM's type of pattern, don't you see? Horror of horrors. Maybe your analysis is the first place right. Maybe it's so simple, the first thing you would choose is the fact that a psychiatrist is a wrong item. So you continue that list and adjust it from that point because your list is unduly long that came from it. Your first assumption is that a psychiatrist list must be wrong. And the first assumption on that list is the psychiatrist is late on the list and there is an item earlier on the list that should have read in the first place. So you go back and pound that list to pieces trying to find out some earlier item on that list than psychiatrist. And if you can't get anything on that list to read now, you've got to start assuming other things, that something is wrong with the GPM, that you run an implant GPM, that something, I don't know what has happened here. I should have gotten up this morning, don't you see? You generally find it's something simple, but of great moment to the PC. Small matter, like you're running the opposite wording to the actual GPM, or you're running an actual goal that has no GPM, neither an implant nor an otherwise, or you've gotten a little bit of charge off the thing now and it reads up more truly what it is, don't you see? You go back and analyze this thing, your hair stands on end. Now, fortunately, it's only wrong goals or mix-ups between implants and actuals and things like that which cause the PC to get ill. If your PC's getting ill, it isn't because you missed an item or something like that. It's because you really put both feet straight into it, see? You're running something real goofy. See, you're running a GPM where there is none. You've skipped a couple of GPMs. You've done something. But good. All right, now, the only thing you can do at a point like this is shift gears and go over to the other zone of thing and know your business. Know your business. What are these parts? What is an implant GPM? What is an actual GPM? How can these things get crossed? What do these things look like? How do they rearrange themselves in the bank? How many mistakes could we possibly make here? Cover all those available mistakes. You get to be an auditor on this stuff the day you throw away your little pat sheet of case analysis. You can think in terms of these items and entities. You can think in terms of those. Throw away your sheet, you'll be all set. Because there's probably 100 different combinations of errors arising out of only these 8 or 9 elements. See, there can be 100 different complications of errors, don't you see? You can be running an actual GPM with the wording only of the implant GPM, don't you see? And goofy things like this. You can be running a lock RI. You can have found a lock RI or misworded something or other or something or other or something or other. You can skip some items. You can... Oh, it's on and on and on. But this is just the elements. It's just these few basic elements in different arrangement, don't you see? Constitute the error. All you have to do is know what these few basic elements are, and you got to be able to crank your wits up to the point of juggling these things, pangity-pang, and, well, this might be against that, and that might be against that, and, oh, I see here. And you look back on the thing, and you all of a sudden see here that this is some kind of a figure-figure of pose. I gave you a good figure. Let me see if I can dream up a good figure-figure of pose. To have a good time opposes to be old. Goals always go by a pose, don't you see? to have a good time is of the sense of to have a bad time when it opposes, don't you see? But you see, the PC figures it out this way. To have a good time opposes to be old, because if you are old, then you can't have a good time. See? And actually, GPM never figure out that way. And it suddenly dawns on you if this looks mighty corny. See, you've got to be rich versus to be tolerant. Because if you're tolerant, then of course you can't make enough money, so of course you wouldn't be rich. These are not goal opposed, that's all. See, that's figure-figure opposed. PCs and their anxiety to get the next goal and their hatred of listing will figure themselves around two or three corners, don't you see, to say how it's all true. To be old opposes to be young, you see? I mean, it's bang, bang. And if the auditor can't understand it, why, it usually is not comprehensible. PC's trying to make something out of the thing. PC's sometimes all of a sudden alert and say, well, an elephant does not oppose cheese crackers. You know? You might have noticed. You might have not noticed it. You don't ever call attention to significance unless the PC gets in trouble. And then you start to examine these types of elements and you say, well, that's certainly a funny looking goal to be opposing that. It's either a wrong goal or we've skipped two or three GPMs, obviously, because it doesn't fit. See? You know that it doesn't fit because you know that goals to be black opposes to be white. Don't you see? See, to be black opposes to be white, and that doesn't oppose to be human. To be black does not oppose to be human. No matter how much somebody might figure this out, it doesn't do it. You'll get some oddities like this, you see. You'll get things like to be pleasant opposing to be hateful. See? It goes that far afield, but that's very comprehensibly an opposite. But you get to be pleasant versus to be an opera singer because they're so unpleasant. You don't even have to know much about significance to know that that is in error. The thing adds up to what it adds up. You don't even have to add in your significance, but you get smart enough after a while that you even notice these things. That, by the way, is the last thing you notice is the significance of the situation. Is the thing an implant GPM? Have you gone into a lock RI? Was it only a goal? Didn't have any GPM connected with it? Have you got an implant GPM mixed up with the other one? Is it really an RI? Is it a lock on an RI? Is it these various things? What are these things? Well, how can these elements be scrambled up? If you know what they all are and how to put them all together, of course, why, at that stage of the case, you're not found wanting. So there's one division here is the auditing. You're basically a good auditor. You don't chop the PC's and you don't this, you don't that, and you don't other thing. You can give commands to the PC and control the PC. And you can run model session, you can run an e-meter and so forth. These are the various, just the basic fundamental elements of auditing. All right, take this guy. Now he goes out in two different directions. He learns the wound-up doll mechanisms of simply running the technique, you see, running the R4M2, pocket to pocket to pocket, and he's got to have this whole other field over here of instant analysis. And then it isn't good enough to have a supervisor on the third floor in case you get into trouble. Because you're going to get into trouble faster than the supervisor can come down those stairs. That isn't good enough, see? If you don't know these elements, you're going to let yourself run into some interesting errors. Your meter's sitting in front of you, and there's something wrong with that meter. This thing is sinking out of sight. It's now at 125. You're not getting much tone arm action. Ever since you began on this goal, things have been going wusser and wusser. Well, it's you that's got to notice it. And the faster you notice something going wildly wrong, and the faster you bail out, the happier your PC's going to be. Now, some of you have got case analysis wrapped around a telegraph pole already. Case analysis is an ARC break assessment. It is not. Case analysis is letting the PC itza for quite a while about his case. It isn't. Case analysis is pocketa, 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 bang, what it is. Any gold's found on you? Yes, I had a gold to grow old. All right. Now, when was that found? All right. Thank you very much. Is that an actual GPM? Is that an implant GPM? Is that merely an actual gold? Is that an RI? Is that a lock on an RI? Is that an RI in an implant? Is that good? Is it a lock on an RI in an implant? All right, that reads. That reads as a lock on an implant. Anything else you care to ask about that? That's not a gold. Oh, what do you know? So, all right, windpower. I wonder what implant it is. So, tonar max and tonar max. Tonar max and tonar max. Tonar rising. Oh, you bled that out. Or you've got another mistake on it. What do you think that is now? To grow old, all right? All right, implant. Implant RI, all right? Actual GPM? Implant GPM? Implant RI, lock on an implant RI, lock on an implant RI, that's right. See, you got the tone arm action off. Check it again, see? You got that much charge off the IE, you get a more reliable read, you see? All right. Tone arm didn't even budge. Well, that is now a dead issue. That has been parked. That has been straightened out, and there's no more tone arm action to be had in it. Why are you standing around the corner of the drugstore? There isn't another girl going to walk by all day. No, sir. The thing for you to do, at that particular point is, what other gold's been found on you? What other gold you speculated with? Do you ever have a gold's list in which you find a gold that you were very interested in? What iron's been found in you in 212? Oh, that was the first one. What was the one that stuck out in your mind mostly? Oh, all right. That was the one that stuck out in your mind mostly. Oh, well, good, good, good. To Caterwall. All right. That was an item in 212. Sound like a goal. Oh, it was an item. It was a goal. All right. Well, let's find out. Is it an item? Is it a goal? You know, that thing's a goal. Oh? Tone arm action. Blow down. Never noticed that before. Not very peculiar. And so on. Tone arm rising. Doesn't go down again. All right. Very good. Well, what about this thing? Is that an actual GPM? Is that one of your actual GPMs? I didn't read. Is an implant GPM. Oh, an implant GPM, that reads. It's an implant GPM. All right. Well, let's see where it's from. Heliotropus, bear, gorilla, where's it from? How far back in the track? How many years ago do you suppose this was? Trillions? Trillions to trillions? Trillions to trillions, trillions? Trillions, 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 trillions? Strange, 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 long back. To hell with it. Long time ago. Implant GPM, that's it. Oh, is that so? Tone arm action. Stuck. All right, fine. Now, what other 212 item have you had found on you? Get the idea? Now, somebody who hasn't obligingly had some auditor digging up things for you to work with, you got a little bit harder job. Don't get the idea it's because he's been audited and found these items. So this is all very bad. This is a straighten up, don't you see? And the auditor's already done part of the job by finding them. You've got the additional job of trying to find something to dig up. You ever been unhappy in this lifetime? Oh, is that so? Yeah, what period was that? What were you unhappy about particularly? Oh, well, I was most unhappy about being married. Good, let me see. This is, all right, very good. It's part of a goal? All right, good. Is it an actual RI? See what I'm talking about? Is it a lock on an implant reliable item? Was it just something you were worried about? Well, unfortunately, this has no foundation in fact in your case whatsoever. It's merely something you were worried about at the time. Implant, Tone arm. Bang, bang, gone. Everything. That's so. What do you know about that? And I was real worried about it. I thought it was something fundamentally wrong with me. No, it isn't anything fundamentally wrong with you. It's just an idea you had. All right, so. I need no more tone arm action on this thing, you see. You ever goofed up about anything else? Care whether you speak elegantly or not. Yeah, well, I used to worry all the time. I hate to tell you this, but I used to worry about all the time when I was a little boy. I used to worry about not going to the bathroom. Oh, Freudian analysis. Ever been analyzed? Ever had any Freudian analysis? Ever had any Freudian analysis? Well, you have. Isn't that interesting? All right, what was found in this Freudian analysis? Oh, keeping girls' petticoats in your bureau drawer. All right. Good, keeping girls' petticoats in your bureau drawer. All right, now, is that part of an actual goal? Part of an implant goal? Part of this? Is it an actual RI? Is it, see, you get the idea. Well, I'm sorry, we've just found out that was part of your analyst's imagination. Now, look at what you're actually doing here. You know the parts of the mind. You've educated your PC, or your PC knows the parts of the mind, don't you see? And you're not in the dark as to what you're talking about. And you can straighten these things out and put his bank in some kind of condition. What's absolutely fantastic is the bank goes back into condition again. It doesn't go back with totality until it is completely run. But I mean, there'll be a trace of the stuff. The RI, the GPM that's been pulled out of place very often leaves some frayed edges where it's been pulled out of, don't you see, and so forth. But you straighten this kind of thing up, this guy's starting to feel pretty doggone classy. See, everything is starting to feel pretty good, starting to look pretty good. A lot of fundamental errors, maybe some chronic illness he's had in this lifetime, and other things of that particular character come up. You start doing a case analysis, the PC's liable to you're also liable to hook into this one. You're saying, is that an implant, and so on, and was that so, and so on, this came up in your case, and so on, and you're going through all this, and all of a sudden the PC looks kind of round-eyed and says, you know, I got something sitting in front of me here that says riding. You know, it's been there for an awful long time. That's the pain that I get across the bridge of my nose. Right up here, riding. It's riding. It's right here across the bridge. And you know, that's what I've been trying to get audited for. I never realized it. It's right across the bridge. I know. All right, riding. Just analyze it, see? What is it? Where is it? What is it doing? What's it part of? Get the idea? Just as sloppy and as crudely as you can do it, but rapidly and so forth. Now, because that's a newly found item, not found by listing, you're in, of course, a little bit of trouble, and your case analysis is suspended, but the test is, do you get tone arm action? Oh, you're going to get tone arm action like crazy. See, this is the kind of item that might have been found in 212 and relieved all kinds of symptoms, don't you see? But you're now going to get tone arm action. And you're just dumb if you do anything while that tone arm action is flying, unless you've got a deadline on your session or something, because your tone arm keep moving, your PC keep its in this thing, and look at it, and so forth, and finally say, well, there's probably two of these things, see? One is galloping, you see, and I think I'm against galloping, but riding, I'm for riding, but against galloping. It's all very confusing. All right, well, where does galloping belong? Is it belonging in the GM? Is it belonging to that? And so on. Is it an RI? Is it locked on an RI? And so forth. And where does it belong in the track? And about how old is it? You don't even have to date it, you know. But get some kind of idea. Oh, that's way back on the track. Oh, yeah, that's right up here. No, this is part of the present time GPM. What do you know about that? Very interesting. All right, then one of it in the PC's go saying, he's saying, and I saw, and so on, so on, so on, and so on, and well, if that's an opposite internal, then no one is locked up, and there must be part of two different GPM. We ought to really find the goal that this thing belongs with. You is being vacuum cleaner, sucked in where angels shouldn't be treading. You've already found something that didn't exist on his case before you were doing a case analysis. Now don't be a dumb fool and find something else, too. One little error like this is permitted. He ran into it head on. He cognited on the thing. He recognized the thing. He gave you wild tone arm action. He feels much better for having collided with the thing. Fine, let a dog lie. See, let that dog roll over on his back in front of the fire now and snore. Because the right way to get that dog is to do the proper programming. That's to go up to the top of the bank and roll on back, and you'll eventually run into riding and galloping and another 2,000 or 3,000 equally fascinating items. Don't you see? This is trying to shortcut the auditing. So there's a point where analysis stops in that. But analysis is not, did you have an ARC break with an auditor because you so and so on. Now, ARC breaks quite commonly will attend stuff that is out of position. See? You're liable to find a PC ARC broken, but that tells you the elements are in error. Some misarrangement of the elements have taken place. An ARC break is merely a symptom of misarranged elements. Somebody who doesn't want auditing now and doesn't really want to audit now and all of that sort of thing. He just got his GPMs wrapped up, that's all. See, something. He got GPM 5, did not even in an auditing session, don't you see? He got GPM 5 moved up to position where the 2 should be, and 2 shoved out and moved back to where 10 should be, don't you see? And the bank scrambled up, and he's got stuff pulled out of line and that sort of thing. That's why he doesn't want to audit, and he doesn't want to be audited, and he feels sick, and that's also why he had lumbosis when he was 2. You see, Scientology is so intimate to this material that it's, of course, easiest to blame it. The thing that gets blamed right before Scientology is something that's more intimate to the session than Scientology, and that's the auditor. You notice it's always the auditor that gets blamed. Well, after the auditor gets blamed, well, then they blame the subject. You see, well, it's all in the same grade. The guy has got some misarrangement that caused a bypass charge, caused an ARC break, and that's all there is to that. You let somebody drift off in that kind of a condition, you're quite culpable as an auditor. If you know your zones, you're this big zone of how you put a bank back together again, it just won't happen. See? I can give you L4, and you can assess L4, and you can check it off, and you found a misarranged RI and so forth, and it's all very cute and all very mechanical, but my contempt, man, you should know where those things are. What are you doing with L4? Well, let's just call a few things to your mind. That's the best it can do, don't you see? Because there are a lot of other things that can be wrong. You can't put everything. Well, you don't realize that thing would have to be 200 or 300 lines long to get every possible combination. I'll give you an idea. You're doing items, and you seem to be in an ARC break on account of items. Well, why are you worrying about anything else but items for a little while? You haven't been doing goals or goals lists. Everything's been going along smoothly. You all of a sudden have some kind of a mess up occurring on the subject of items. Well, there's only a few things that could have happened. You could have found a wrong item, or you could have skipped an item or two, or you see, you could have skipped into another bank and found an item from another bank, and you could have missed in 2 or 3 fashions, all of which you would understand if you knew the arrangements and mechanics of the mind. See? So you just say, well, what could happen to items? Well, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, you see, of items, 1, 2, 3, 4, and we had item 1, and we opposed it with item 4, and therefore left items 2 and 3 unfound, and the bypass charge must be there, don't you think? And it doesn't require a 7-foot-thick textbook or lists or something to put this home. It's just a certain few things can be wrong, you see? Or we found item 1, 2, 3, and we never found item 4, but we found an item over here in another GPM to oppose 3, and therefore this guy's feeling terrible because we've got 2 GPMs we're pulling together. See, that's visual recognition, right? They're all visuals. They got spatial relationships and designations of this particular character, and there's no sense in not knowing them because they're elementary. There are only a few of them. There are a lot of errors that can accumulate from these few little elements, you see. So what you're doing with a long, screed ARC break assessment, don't you see? There's no substitute for being able to say, well, so on and so on. Will you flunk it yourself? Well, go ahead and get a long list and see if you run into something accidentally. What things can happen in a session? Well, you should be able to call a session ARC break stuff out right this minute, bang, just like that, without looking at a sheet. Just looking at your meter, saying, did I cut your communication? Reject some affinity? Reject some reality? What's happened here? Do you think I falsified something? Whatever could have happened, you see? Did you think you knew something that I wouldn't take? Or you could run down any element there is. The benefit of this is you know what just happened just now in the session. You know what happened in the session. Well, I don't know. Why blind yourself to knowing what just happened in the session? See, this might have struck the PC only in two or three different ways, and therefore you settle the ARC break just bang, bang, bang. You see, I have three questions, so on. It's obviously that. That's it, and bang. If it doesn't settle like that, you say it must be something more fundamental. It must be something more fundamental, but it's germane to what you're doing. Did you kick in another GPM? Did you take a look at another bank? Is there an engram mixed up with all this he's run into? Something for this character? Now there's some excuse for running a longer list. Some excuse because the thing is out of your hand. But 9 times out of 10, you just know right now on an ARC break. It's quite obvious to you what it is. So you ask questions. You don't tell the PC what it is. You ask questions related to what it is and see what reads on the meter. Thing reads on the meter, bang! Well, that must be the subject of the ARC break. Let him tell you all about it, and that's the end of the ARC break. Fruitiest source of ARC breaks on lists, of course, is incomplete lists. Or bypassing the character's item on the list. While nulling. If you're nulling and the PC ARC breaks, you know you must have passed his item. It's as elementary as that. And if you're listing and the PC ARC breaks, and you're still getting action here, one kind or another, it's obvious that the list is incomplete or the source you're listing from is wrong. It's one of the two things, so that's the only two things you verify when a PCARC breaks under those conditions. You'll learn these things quite rapidly. There are only a few things that can go wrong. That's all I'm trying to teach you. There's so few that there's really not much excuse not to know what these elements are and what they combine at, see? Now, as far as running cases are concerned, we haven't gotten into this very long. I'm just trying to still give you a viewpoint with regard to R4. I want to read you very rapidly here as an addendum to this lecture, and not actually as part of this lecture. I'm going to read this very rapidly to you, just to give you a good grip on the situation. This is a program. This is a program for a case. This is a standard program for a case. And one, do a complete slow case analysis using all ARC break lists and general questions and clean them all up one by one. And anything the PC brings up in the way of items and so forth, and be very thorough. Get that all cleaned up. Got the idea? The case analysis I've been talking to you about, you do on the case extensively. Say, before you do anything else. Number two, put in the big mid roots by fast check on listing items, routine 3, goals on your PC. That's fast check BMRs on listing items, routine 3, and goals. Put BMRs in on listing, on items, on routine 3, and on goals. Third step, fast check big mid roots on any goal the PC has had that he was given or thought was his. Now, you've already done some case analysis on these goals, don't you see? You've already got them padded back into place. Everything is fine, but there's still some residue left there. Now, that pays particular attention to favorite goals or first priority is wrong goals. Has this person had a wrong goal run on them, see? Well, it was all right to put it back in place in case analysis, but if this person's ever had a wrong goal run on them that you found in that analysis form, so you make a note of these things on your auditor's report, particularly a wrong goal. That's the brute, see? Number three, you uncork the fast check big mid roods on that wrong goal. Now, you can go with all the 18 buttons of a prep check all by fast check on that wrong goal. You understand? You can go the whole lot. And if you PC is getting lots of tone arm action out of it, you'd be very foolish. And you notice now the big mid roods are the early part of the prep checks. And that's so one of the values of this, so you don't have to memorize two lists. But that's so that if you're going red hot on your early part of those prep check buttons, why, you can continue on through the 18 buttons. But if you're going slow freight, not much TA, you can unload. In other words, you can just stop this prep check because it's not getting any tone arm action, so it can't possibly be doing anybody any good. All right, that's to get rid of these big goofs, number three. Number four, and this is where you really start, that these are the preparatory steps. You list the question, what is your present time GPM? Is the auditing question. And you complete it to a smooth needle with no faintest ticks or flicks or falls seen on listing. Test question, sure it's clean. Get in big mid roots on list, fast check, and then null the list, and you will probably find the PT's goal sitting on that list. Or you'll see the goal next to the PT goal sitting on that list. You probably will see the PC's present time GPM sitting on that list. You hope. If it isn't there, extend that list. If you've nulled it and can't find it, extend the list. PCARC breaks, you bypassed it. Open and shut case. Got that? Number five, check out the goal found. Is an actual GPM implant and so on. In other words, do a good solid analysis on this thing. Be awful sure of this thing. And do some big mid-roods on it. Get it to read beautifully. And then start in at the top. It's usually truncated. You find the terminal, the first terminal. On all other banks, you find the op term, but on the first bank, you find the terminal on the truncated bank because it's easier to do. And you just do these little tiny short lists. And the first thing that you can get to read back to the PC, you see, the first thing that falls, you can get to read back to PC, you read back to PC, and you give him those items, and you just run them on down, pocket to pocket to pocket to pocket to pocket to pocket to pocket, and get to the bottom of that thing. Do a goal oppose list by the usual rules of listing. Get your next goal and do the same, and the next goal and do the same. Whenever you run into trouble, do a full case analysis to find out wrong items, wrong goals, wrong. That's the way you ought to be tackling this cat right at the present moment. That's what you ought to be doing in order to get you somewhere. And that, for my money, is the very best method of doing so. To cut in late and do goal opposes up the channel just because the PC couldn't do this list actually is a secondary action. Some PC has had a big goal of some kind or another that has been run. It wasn't his actual GPM. And you do have your hands on that goal. You possibly could do a goal oppose up there. But the best method by far is simply list for the present time GPM. That's the best method by far. Got it? The other is fraught with many horrors and terrors. I know I've been over the road myself. It's wild. Trying to list GPMs to GPMs that are all full of RIs. Wild, man, wild. But oddly enough, your PC very often will give you the present time GPM just like that, and it checks out be the actual goal, and all is well. What if you checked it out and found an implant GPM? If you can run implants, well, run it as an implant. Anything, get charge off the case. Now, there's programming. There's programming, the way she is did. There is a good, fast, rapid review of R4 M2, the way it sits in its most optimum condition right at this moment. And that is as workable, man, as can be. Man, that really runs. It's the easiest audit you ever did in your life until you go over Niagara Falls and put your foot in it, and you've struck an overcharged area, and you find the PC's actual GPM, only it's a misworded implant GPM, which comes from this, until you really analyze it a little closer, and then you find out that it was an actual GPM after all, what misworded, and then you get the miswording of that, and turns out that it was really an implant GPM. You're in for a picnic at that particular point. So between now and the time when you go to run this, learn all the elements there are in one of these cases, learn what they look like, learn how to handle them, learn how to juggle them, and you'll never really, really, you've got it made. You got it made. Now, your morale was very, very bad. I hope your morale is better. I say your morale is bad. Your morale, actually, that's a joke. Your morale holds up pretty well. I sympathize with you on many quarters and so forth. You're going into the unknown at a high flight, and it's pretty tough sometimes, and it looks very nerve-wracking. You don't quite know what's ahead. You don't quite know what it all consists of. And basically, you don't know what you're doing wrong and so forth. Actually, you're being far more complicated than it warrants. It breaks down to a rather elementary proposition all the way down the line, but then you have to find that out. And what you're moving toward is not so much a bunch of data which is handed to you on a silver platter, but your own reality on the actual simplicities that have been discovered and found workable. And when you arrive at those one after the other, there'll be nobody cockier than you. And when you pick up your coffee cup, why, the Rock of Gibraltar looked nervous compared to it. Thank you.